The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. I am Dr. Steve Pettirudi, and this is Intellectual Medicine. Think about it. Overweight, over-medicated, partially ill, but not quite dead, is the condition that modern medicine and our current culture wants to drive you to be. Why? This satisfies a lot of needs. Everybody's getting paid. Pharmaceutical companies, you become dependent on a medical system that is engineered in a way that deprives you of your opportunity to get your best health. Now, unfortunately, we do have to sometimes reflect upon the way healthcare is delivered because it affects what you get, the quality, the objective, what your doctor is talking about, how you can get to live a 120-year lifespan with robust vitality. This is not pie in the sky, folks. It's happening every day. We see it every week. This is what we deliver. It's what we live for. It's what Shannon and I have paid a price in blood and money to deliver to you. Why? Well, because we're cutting against the grain. We're not going along to get along. We are defying the dogma, and our patients are benefiting. That's right. We pay for this microphone. We take no sponsors. What we talk about is from our heart and our mind. It is intellectual medicine. It is culled from literature. It is culled from science. We are breaking down the barrier between what is happening out there in the world of science and anti-aging and the petrified nature of bureaucratic medicine and a government that wants to limit your freedom and control your activity. It's paradoxical that in this burgeoning age of new information, there's a choke point that doctors are inhibited from delivering, partly due to the monopoly over education. Who educates doctors? Answer, pharmaceutical companies. Why? Because they're funding it. They pay for the ads in the magazines. They're the ones who decide the agenda. We, on the other hand, those of us in the intellectual medicine field, are independent of that influence. We are studying and gathering together to advance causes that otherwise would be left dead on the vine. I could tell you that we have solved obesity. In our office, we've designed a program that is over 90% successful in permanently achieving healthy weight. 90%. Oh, what's our death rate? Zero. Nobody ever died doing medical approach to weight loss. Why isn't it widely available? There is a global willful ignorance when it comes to this topic. You do not need to get yourself cut up in a surgical program to lose weight. They have a death rate. They have complications, such as neurocognitive damage due to micronutrient deprivation. You know, we don't. Why is this not widely embraced and trumpeted? Because it doesn't suit the issues of the powers that be. See, nobody makes money when you get healthy, folks. There's very little profit in it. It's better to have you chronically ill. Well, today we're going to be hearing from a couple, and we'll be describing more about them later, but I wanted to touch on a few other topics. One of which, hearkening back to last week, looking at the lead level issue. I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. It is one of the silent epidemics you will not hear about in many places except for maybe here. So we've got so many agendas being pushed upon people. We have a Department of Health that is overwhelmed. They do their best in certain fields, but they're chasing a Zika virus yet to appear in Rhode Island. When we have a pandemic of obesity and people are dying and suffering every day and we don't have good solutions to this problem. Any weight loss program that is connected to a surgical program is designed to fail. You must fail a medical treatment program in order to qualify for surgery. Thus, they've created these programs that invariably do not succeed. any weight loss program that has aggressive low calorie as an element of it is a recipe for shrinking bone and brain. Well, let me pivot for a moment. I want to talk a little bit about the iron issue, the lead, not iron, lead. Here are a couple of excerpts from conventional journals. This from the Advisory Committee on Childhood Lead Poisoning. The new study finds that blood levels less than 10 microgram per deciliter, the results extend beyond damaging your brain and include hurting your heart, weakening the immune system, and affecting the endocrinological system. Folks, that's a trivial amount in the blood that most of us are carrying. And yet, from Neuropsychology, 2009, quote, bone lead level predicted lower current cognitive performance and cognitive decline over 22 years. That's bone lead level. We're not talking about somebody who gets exposed acutely and has a spike in their blood. This is a stuff that we accumulate every day. It gets stored in your bone. It sits there for 30 years, slowly rotting your brain. By the time you notice you've lost some cognitive function, nobody can connect the dots anymore, and it's too late to salvage your brain. My advice is everybody should be getting tested for bone lead level with provocative urine tests. Now, we do this at our office. We are the leaders in this field in this region. It requires an infusion of a chelating agent to pull the lead out of its hiding places. We then test what comes out in the urine. Why does this matter? It matters because you want to live 120 years. You want to take your brain with you. The neurons, the brain cells, are some of the most fragile. They are the ones that are slowest to heal and quickest to injure. A trauma imposed on them through lead, through alcohol, through physical impact is delayed in its manifestation. We also know that chronic low lead level exposures is a factor in hearing loss, heart disease, and that these other heavy metals can increase cancer risk. So living the 120-year lifespan means detoxifying your body in a healthy, rational, intellectually sound method. So that's one of the cornerstones of anti-aging, life extension. Health insurance does not pay for these things. Fortunately, they're inexpensive. And we can reflect upon the role of health insurance, and we will over time, but never let the failure of your insurance program to pay for something be a barrier to you and that which is going to give you your best and most robust health. This is affordable. This is what's going to keep you young and vital. This is something that's well worth investing. And hey, I remember when I was a kid growing up, television was free. Now it's $200 a month just to watch reruns. My point is that there are new elements that come into our lives that require the dedication of our resources in order to capitalize on. So it is with intellectual medicine as well. Well, listen, when we come back after our break, I'm going to introduce you to Marie and Doug Palmer. They are a couple that have been with me in my practice for quite a while. In fact, they bore witness to this transition from a traditional medical practice to one focused on intellectual medicine and anti-aging and life extension. So when we come back, folks, you'll be introduced to Marie and Doug Palmer. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Pedrutti. This is Intellectual Medicine.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pedrutti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm back. This is Dr. Pedrutti. So one of the questions is this. Are all of our patients better looking, smarter, leaner, more youthful than everybody else out there? Did they come to us that way, or did they become that over time? Well, I'm really proud and pleased to have Doug and Marie Palmer with me. They've been with the practice for quite a while and have a unique perspective on it. And like many of my patients, are critical thinkers who challenge everything that I say intellectually in a good way and challenge the dogma that's out there as well. Intellectual medicine requires a thoughtful, well-informed individual to embrace the philosophy. Folks, if you're listening to this show, count yourself within that category, because everybody who listens to this radio station is smarter than average. So anyhow, let me introduce Doug. Why don't we start with you first? Hello, Doug. It's Dr. Pedrutti. How are you this morning? How are we doing over there, Nick? We have Doug.
Oh, hi, Steve.
Hey, Doug. Steve here. How are you, buddy?
I'm well, thank you very much. How are you today?
I'm great. Well, Doug, let me start out by wishing you happy birthday. It is your birthday, and I'm really happy to be a part of your life and looking forward to celebrating many, many more as you approach the halfway mark. You're getting close to it, buddy.
What could be more fun than spending a morning with you on the radio?
That's right. It's just the highlight of anybody's day.
Yep.
Well, Doug, you and I have been together for a while, and I was hoping you could share with our listening audience your experience, the transition from conventional care as we then made the journey into the more broad field of life extension and anti-aging, because I know you study what you do, and you're well-informed when you make your decisions. So, yeah, just talk us through that if you can.
All right. Your opening was really fantastic, and I realized someone else who doesn't know you might think it would be impossible, but I do know you, and this is a fantastic thing that you're doing for us. It's very, very powerful. Probably the only reason that I'm doing this at all is that you were my general practitioner for several years, and then as you were suggesting, when the healthcare system got ruined by the federal government, and you shifted over to private practice, I followed you. And I realized then that all the years we'd spent together, we really couldn't talk about much, and that you'd fix things that were broken, and you're a great doctor.
Thank you.
But after we got a chance to be like as a private client, you could tell me about all the things that you knew about. And I told you about my concerns about my future. I was feeling older. I was feeling a little depressed. I was feeling a little unenthusiastic about retirement, what old age would look like, and I was just sort of had my head in my hands, just wondering. I didn't even know if I was healthy, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And you said to me, Doug, I'm involved with this anti-aging thing, and we've never really been able to spend much time with it before. And you told me some of the details, and I said, yep, I'll do it, Stephen. I'd like to get on board and learn all about it.
Yep.
And I did that, and that was, maybe 3 or 4 years ago now. Yeah. And I can be happy to tell you all about the details, but it's been really great.
That must have been a difficult decision, in a sense, because here you are contemplating what sounds a little bit fantastical. That is, hey, Doug, we can do things to turn back the clock. You do not need to age in the same way human beings have aged for many years. Think about that for a moment. In the history of mankind, millions of years, human beings have always aged the same way, right? We wither, we lose our hormones, the free radicals devour us, and we end up a shell of ourselves in old age. And that doesn't have to be the case anymore. And I will say, Doug, you've always been a health-conscious person. You eat well, you're active, you have good relationships, you're intellectually engaged. And it's on that platform that we were able to build beyond it. So talk a little bit about what's different, because, again, you were a fellow that didn't have anything medically wrong. And, what's different between where you were and where you are?
Yeah, I can also tell you that I was always afraid of medical treatments. So be able to trust you enough to get involved with all the tests that you were going to give me. I took a lot of courage on my part, just being silly about it. But that's me.
That's a healthy fear. Modern medicine will kill you if you're not careful.
Yeah. So it was so important that I trusted you and I was willing to go with it.
Yep.
And you started me out with a lot of education, which was great for me. I read a couple of books. You took me through the basic physical tests, like you do for anybody. We did the weight, the body fat stuff, and then. If I can talk about it for a minute, I really like the vitamin test you gave me.
Yep.
That was a blood test that returned a spectrum of what my blood content was for vitamins. And, you read vitamin ads and everybody tells you to take everything, and clearly, we don't know anything about it. And when it was all done, you pointed it to me on the chart and said, Doug, you need vitamin B, and I think it was D.
Yep.
And I had plenty of C, because my diet is, I eat lots of plants and vegetables and fruits and stuff, and I don't eat much meat. And I was very ecstatic to find there was one thing that I needed that I could concentrate on. I could spend the big dollar to get the really good, let's say, vitamin B in this case, and not be shy about anything.
Right.
and just go ahead and sort of not worry about the antioxidant, you know, vitamins, because I was very good with that.
Right.
And so I did that, and I can tell you that just at this point in our relationship, I felt better already, even though nothing physical had happened. The emotional contact with you, and the fact that I was finally doing something for myself, that I had a partner in health, that I had a future to at least work through. If I had a problem, I knew you'd be there. I think that was private. And I felt better then than even than before when I talked to you about it.
Sure. I mean, part of the treatment and part of life extension is first believing that it can be achieved. And the belief is built on information and on results, not just on hope. Now, without the belief system in place, you can't move forward. But I know we did that analysis, and I will say, folks, carpet bombing vitamins is a way to waste a lot of money. And certainly, as Doug is highlighting, we like to target and individualize what you need based upon your age, your history, your conditions, and in some cases on the blood testing. And then we shifted to analyzing hormonal balance, and there was a decision you had to make about whether or not to embrace bioidentical hormone replacement. Yeah. And there was effect that had on you. And then I know Marie's also listening. Hi, Marie. We'll bring you into the conversation shortly. But, talk a little bit about the hormonal part and what that did.
Well, I really didn't know much about it. And there's a lot of bad articles here and there, as I'm sure you have told people before.
Yep.
And and you told me all of them. That's important. So I wasn't surprised by the bad press. And the biggest deal was about the prostate cancer and all the, I guess, myths, in my opinion, now that had been fostered about whether or not testosterone makes people unhealthy.
Right.
And I read a couple of wonderful books that cleared up the statistics and the history of that whole matter. And when it was done, and, you know, you did the blood test with me before and after and all the different levels of blood plasma or whatever it was, and I felt very confident that it was something I wanted to do, and we started out slowly, and you can describe, you know, the different techniques and all that.
Sure.
But each step along the way was a very positive experience for me, psychologically and physically.
Well, one of the big impacts of hormonal therapy is on the brain, and there are more testosterone receptors in the brain than any other organ. And the first thing my patients frequently report is an improvement in mood, energy, speed of thought, confidence, and a resilience to irritable stimuli. They just are more calm. So I know those are different benefits that can be attributed to the hormone replacement.
Yep.
And the other part of that is better metabolic process. Your body requires hormones in order to grow bone, grow muscle, and shrink fat. And I know it without even much attempt, there was some weight reduction that occurred.
Yeah, I felt more energetic. And again, it might be partly psychological that I was just psyched about life again. But I started doing pull-ups. I have a chin-up bar in the doorway, and I just started doing pull-ups. And I moved along steadily with my ability to do that. And
you can do pull-ups?
A whole bunch. I could
come on.
A good dozen now, and it was probably two or three when I started.
That's awesome. Well, Doug, we're going to talk more on the other side. And Marie, stay tuned. And when we come back, I do want to speak with Marie. And Doug, this is your 63rd birthday. God
yes,
bless
sir.
You. And you're doing 12 pull-ups. What a stud.
Oh, that's easy. Wait till next year.
You're getting younger every year, brother.
Right on, buddy.
All right. Listen, we'll catch you guys on the other side of the break. I'm
right
Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine. We're talking with Doug and Marie Palmer, two recipients of the anti-aging elixirs. Talk to you guys in a moment.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Join Dr. Pederuti as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pederuti.
Hello, everybody. I'm back, and we are talking with Marie and Doug Palmer, a couple that have been engaged in anti-aging life extension medicine with me. We'll talk to Marie in a moment, but first I want to introduce her by highlighting the importance of your immune system. We all know that at some point in our lives, we must replace our hormones or we will suffer the consequence. You do not replace them with the old-fashioned horse urine pills that yesterday's doctors wanted to give you. You do it with bioidenticals, and it must be balanced. You cannot just do one or two hormones. You need them all, and they must be balanced. Now, why is that so important? Because without them, everything accelerates in its deterioration. Your bone, your brain, your sex drive, your genitals, your muscle mass, and your immune system. That's right. Hormones are critical to maintain a healthy immune system. Now, above and beyond that, there's something called immunologic senescence. That means the aging of your immune system. That's why old people get more pneumonia. That's why they get more cancer, because your immune system kills cancer cells in the crib, little baby cells trying to make their way into your body, and it kills bacteria and viruses. Now, Marie Palmer is a school teacher and has been at that profession for quite a while, another good-looking, healthy, and intellectual patient of mine. Good morning, Marie. Hi, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm very excited to be talking on your show this morning.
Well, thanks for being with us. Now, Marie, there are many topics we can delve into, but the one thing that you've had experience with, one of the many, is the use of intravenous vitamins in order to help enhance immunity and strengthen vitality. And I was wondering if you could share with the audience the impact that's had on because as a school teacher, you work in that petri dish every day, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and these kids are sneezing and coughing all over you, and there's a tendency for school teachers to get sick with some frequency, isn't there?
Yes, and I was kind of in a rut. I've been 10 years menopausal, and I've had, you know, the different waves of depression, kind of flat feeling, low energy, and I also it seemed that every mid-fall, I would come down with this sinus infection that would drip into my throat. I'd have this sore throat, and I invariably would go on to the antibiotics. And usually one bout, sometimes two bouts of the antibiotics would kind of kick it for me, but I felt miserable, very tired. And it just seemed to be a routine that I was into, that I was stuck in. And when I had switched over and started to, listen to Douglas, because Douglas had switched over first, and I really enjoyed going to your seminars and listening to you speak. And I've always felt that, you know, I'm lucky. My family longevity is part of the history, and I just felt that there was more that I could do.
Right.
So when I started, you know, taking the vitamins, and I had heard in the past, oh, you know, you're just wasting your time with vitamins. But when, after being better educated, when I started taking the vitamins that were more appropriate to me, I just felt healthier. And then being able to go in and get the IV vitamin boost really made a difference. And this year, I can tell you that I had no sick days at all.
Wow.
And
that's quite a change.
It is. It is a change. But I also just felt generally healthier and more positive. I'm a pretty positive person, but I was still getting these little waves of depression. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel that right now. I just have more energy, and it's great. I think it has made a difference.
Thanks.
I'm really, you know, Douglas and I are looking forward to retirement, and it's nice to look forward to retirement and know that you're going to be, you know that you can be healthy in your retirement.
Well, yeah, and let's redefine health here, right, Marie? Because when you started this journey, you were not medically ill. There was nothing wrong with you. You didn't have a diagnosis. You were lean. You didn't smoke. You ate intelligently. You exercised. This is the platform that people start from and then go beyond. And that's an important detail, Marie. And you're right. Sometimes vitamins get a bad rap because there are bad studies with bad vitamins, the wrong dose, the wrong route of administration. Now, the IV route, what's that experience like going into the drip room? The drip bar at our center, there's the Intellectual Medicine Pederuti Center in Warwick. We have a drip bar there. It's now being fully renovated. But, yeah, just share with our audience what that's like, because a lot of them may be really scared about that concept.
Well, it is. It is kind of interesting, because here I am. I'm thinking to myself, you know, a pretty healthy young lady, and I'm going to go in, and I'm going to have an IV, and I'm going to have these vitamins. But I just knew that if there's an opportunity to raise my energy level and to bring me a little bit more clarity, because I've noticed is that when I'm sitting down and working on the schoolwork and the plan books and stuff, I'd lose my focus, I'd get distracted, and I was just in general, I was feeling tired, and I just felt that after experiencing the boost, the vitamin boost, I felt more energized, and I was taking the regular vitamins, and then it just every once in a while, and I can feel it in myself. I'll say, you know what, I think I'd like to go in and have a little IV boost, especially if I started to feel maybe a little bit of a cold coming on. I know that when I was sensing that, you know, there was a lot of flu going on, and I just started to feel myself just kind of go down.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that up. We are running up against the clock. How much time do we have here, Nick? Oh, okay, we have 5 seconds. Maria, Doug, I want to thank you both for being on the show with me today. And I have a call that I'm going to respond to after the break. But if you want to stick around, there's one more question I wanted to dovetail into, and we'll try to squeeze that in. But listen, if the day's beckoning and you guys have to sign off, that's cool, too. So I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine. We'll be back with Bill from South Kingston after the break. Thanks for listening.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm back. I'm Dr. Pederuti. We're here with Marie and Doug Palmer. You know, in our practice, we consider libido and sexual health to be a vital sign. Now, what you do with that vital sign is your prerogative. But now, Marie, if you could, and if you're comfortable, just share a little bit about the difference in sexual health before and then after the treatments have all been put in place.
I'm pleased to discuss this because, like I said, I'm 10 years menopausal, postmenopausal, and I just assumed that it was very normal that my desire and need as much for physical contact was diminishing. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to have kids anymore. My youngest is 27 and recently married. And Douglas and I, we have a fabulous relationship. I'm very much in love with him, but I wasn't feeling I didn't feel like a 17-year-old anymore, let's say, put it that way. But I was, you know, a little skeptical as to whether there was anything that could make a difference or whether it really mattered to me. I was really at that point where things are okay. I'm in love. I'm happy. But when we would travel down a new path where we could possibly make a change, I took the leap. I mean, there's nothing to lose.
So
think my joy, excitement, and desire, certainly, I will say that there has been a very positive change. And no, I'm not a 17-year-old anymore, but I feel wonderful, and our relationship has certainly been improved by this new path.
Thanks, so, Marie. I'll tell you what, when Marie Palmer says her relationship's improved, that's saying a lot because it comes from a very healthy place. And I think you very eloquently spoke to that detail. It's not a requirement for people to engage in the full breadth of relationship, but by golly, it certainly is an option now. And it really,
absolutely,
for the majority of people, is a relationship enhancing dynamic. Well, Maria Doug Palmer, I can't thank you enough. The couple's journey in anti-aging is an enriching experience. Yes, you have a lot of youthful life in front of you, and I'm going to have a ball walking it with you. So Doug and Marie, go out and enjoy this gorgeous day. I'm going to say farewell, and we'll talk to Bill in a moment. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being with me.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Dr. Pederuti.
Yeah, to having the couples is really so enriching to us, and making this journey with your partner is something special. Well, next we have a caller from South Kingston. Bill is on the line, and Bill, you're on the air with Dr. Pederuti.
Good morning, Dr. Pederuti. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Bill.
Question to you is I'd like to pursue some type of hormone replacement type of therapy. I know I would have to see you first, but how do you address the particular or the potential for having a cancer in the body previous to doing that? So, you know, you don't want to feed something, right?
Correct, correct. That's a very good question, because while testosterone does not cause prostate cancer, it can inflame one that is already existing. So the first part of this is by historical review. Where are your risks? There are three reasons people die young, the big three. There's cancer, heart disease. You know what the third cause of death is? If it were listed as a cause of death, it'd be medical intervention. So that's something we protect you from. The other one's dementia. And so we need to protect all those attributes. Blood work can help screen for prostate cancer. We do adhere to many of the valuable screening procedures that are out there for colon cancer. But you got to remember, screening doesn't prevent anything, Bill. You must do things proactively now to prevent cancer from happening. So before we enter into this pathway, we are reassured that there's no hidden cancer to the best of our ability. And furthermore, we continue to monitor. And beyond that, part of anti-aging is directing you towards the things that are going to make your body more resilient from cancer. Now, people don't understand this, but there's something called a doubling time with regard to cancer. How long does it take for one cell to become two, to become four? On average, it takes 30 doubling times for cancer to get to be 1 centimeter, which is about when it can be detected. When it hits 40 doubling times, you're done. The point is that we've got to be ahead of that curve. Bill, cancer starts at a cellular level. And when your hormones are replaced and you're optimized and balanced, your immune system gets stronger. And I believe, though we're still accumulating this data, that we're going to see a decrease in cancer rates amongst the folks that are fully engaged in the anti-aging therapy. The mistake here, Bill, is to think that anti-aging is strictly testosterone for men. It goes far beyond that. Well, I hope that answers your question. Any other thoughts, though, in the moment, Bill?
Yeah, it was good. Perfect answer for what I was I'm looking for. I do need to come in and your practice again to get started. I'm 60 years old. I don't take any medications at all. I'm in tremendous health. As far as longevity, well, that's just, to me, just an added attraction. I don't really care too much about that. I'm more interested in quality of life.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, look, nobody gets out alive, right? But the quality we have is critical. And what you and I both know about conventional aging is we can see what happens next in the absence of some type of an intervention. So I like to say we look under the hood, right? We're going to look at the arteries. We want to make sure. You know, the first symptom of heart disease in half of the people is sudden death. Well, I can treat a lot of things, Bill, but I cannot treat sudden death. Well, listen, we're going to keep you alive and keep you young. I look forward to seeing you. I'm Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine, and we'll see you guys in a couple of minutes. Bill, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Now, back to Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti. Call in now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Pederuti. This is Intellectual Medicine, the place you come for the latest in the cutting edge of keeping you young, vital, and alive. You know, today's a beautiful day. A lot of people are going to be driving over Newport Bridge and marveling at the structure. Magnificent towers up in the air with those cables, and it's just so beautiful. They're going to not notice nor think about the foundation underneath it. And so it is with the intellectual medicine movement that is originating right here in Rhode Island. There are other doctors throughout the nation that are doing elements of this, but we have founded this movement in Rhode Island, and we are going to be training other doctors and spreading the word. The foundation underneath this is really the thing that makes it go. And I was 2 years ago coming home from my traditional insurance-based medical practice. And as Doug highlighted, I was frustrated because I had these little chunks of time, 5 minutes to talk to people. My language was being edited and supervised by insurance companies. Certain things I wasn't allowed to talk about because they didn't perceive them as being valid. And it was my wife, Shannon, looked at me and said, "Why don't you just quit? You don't like your job anymore. Just quit." I looked at her, "Are you nuts? We have kids in college. We've got obligations. You know, I can't stop sucking on the insurance company money because it's lifeblood." And the foundation of intellectual medicine and its originator is Shannon Giorgio Pettirudi. And she looked down that barrel, and we shut the practice. 7,000 patients, seeing 40 people a day, one of the most robust and financially successful practices in the state of Rhode Island, and we shut it down. People thought we were nuts. And, well, we are a little bit. But we weren't nuts with this particular pursuit. At least Shannon wasn't. Shannon, you held your steady path. And in those early days, we weren't sure if we were going to go bankrupt and if people cared. You know, they told us that do not do this in Rhode Island. The Rhode Islanders are stupid, backward people. They're incapable of embracing this type of technology and this approach. I got to tell you, folks, you proved them wrong. Congratulations. In the center of Rhode Island, we have proven that is a thriving endeavor and that intelligent people who can really grasp onto this philosophy have an outlet in us. So, Shannon, happy birthday. On Monday, she turns, I don't know, 21, 22. I lose track. Anyhow, when you're doing anti-aging, intellectual medicine, a birthday is no longer a dreaded event. I'm 57 now. I don't think I ever felt better. All right, maybe my vertical lift is off a little bit, but by golly, my jump shot is still there. So loving life, staying youthful, walking with your partner, whoever you may choose that to be, or walking by yourself if that's the journey you're on. Take the best version of yourself with you. Lean, fit, clear-minded, free of cancer, free of heart disease, living to be 120, ready to grasp what's next. That is the essence of intellectual medicine. That's what we live for. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Goodbye.